now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Ali Shilton.
And I'm Tara Fraser. Today on the show, Mr. Gay Britain. Nearly.
I catch up with Jordan, who's also been getting nearly nude for another good reason too.
And LGBT military veterans.
We find out how the apology process works and what ex-LGBT service people can expect from Jock and Jane, who've been through the process themselves.
All today, right here on Shout Out.
I made that a long one, didn't I? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Go blimey, governor.
Yeah. We've got some problems in the studio.
Yeah, and then I grabbed my mic and I've just pulled it completely out of the whole wire.
Doing what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, we were having computer problems. So in case you caught music at the beginning of the show, it was all planned, honest, really. it nearly came to the point where Terry had to sing the jingle again, which she hasn't done for at least a decade.
10 years, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Did that last?
Well, we have done it before.
It has been there.
Yeah.
So, and hello, unfamiliar voice we haven't heard in ages. How are you?
Oh, I was looking around there.
So you see yourself.
Well, it was you or Arby, wasn't it? We haven't had Arby on for a while. Hello.
Hiya.
Hello, Arby.
So, lovely to have you. So, how was your holiday?
Oh, it was lush. Who wouldn't want to be in Italy? Yeah, the Tuscany for the first week and then Lake Garda for the second. Absolutely
very nice.
Gorgeous.
Very nice indeed. Yeah, and of course it's been nothing but raining here.
It's been so raining torrentially, hasn't it?
As it has been in Florida, mind.
Yeah, no. Perfect for ducks.
Perfect weather for
that. There's been sunshine breaks.
It's like normal weather for a Scottish person.
Oh, I love
it.
I love it, honestly. Yeah. Oh.
Here we go.
So get the rain mac out.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. It's
and
a bit away.
And the welly boots.
Oh, Tara's still in the barrel.
Bobbing up and down.
And yeah, it's going to get colder as well, apparently.
When's it getting colder?
Next week, I think.
Next week.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a cold one tonight. If you're listening live, on Thursday it's going to be 3. If you're listening on Friday, it'll be too late.
Too late?
The frost. Well, it's a ground frost tonight.
There is,
That means all your flowers died, doesn't it?
Improves the Brussels sprouts, apparently. A bit of frost.
Oh, right, yeah. How many of you like Brussels sprouts, though?
Well, the sea is coming up soon, isn't it?
The sea.
I'm okay with Brussels sprouts.
They're better now than they used to be.
My son hates them. In fact, when he was growing up, we used to try and hide at least one under a slice of turkey, and he always found it.
You're the sort of person to put them in chocolate and hide them out, aren't you?
Oh, yes. You make them look like Ferrero Rocher,
Exactly.
My daughter loves them so much, she actually had a Brussels sprout stuffed animal. Stuffy, I guess you can't call.
Now, I'm going to hand this to Terry, because I caught up with Jordan, who we're going to talk to in a minute. And as you heard me say at the top of the show there, he got nearly naked for another very good reason, and he very kindly sent us a copy of the calendar that they put together that is raising money for Oddballs, which is all about testicular cancer.
That's really fantastic. Their calendar is called Gym Boys.
It is, yes.
And it's available for 2025. And we urge you to get copies because that'll be a lovely stocking filler for all your gay friends.
It will be.
And all your
non gay
friends as well.
Yeah.
Isn't calm down, Terry. You've gone pale.
I'm just going to have a look inside.
That's Jordan on the front there. If you're listening on the repeat, you'll be able to see it on our website as well. It'll be up with the show. I'll put some photos up there too.
He very kindly
signed it on the front saying thank you for the support shout out, which I thought was very nice.
Oh, maybe we could auction that for a huge profit.
We need the money.
If only we were that famous.
Isn't that lovely? A lovely gesture. Yeah,
I think he talked to me about it, isn't it? But in short, basically, it's the gym he goes to. So some of them straight, some of them gay, and they all almost get their kit off, as you can see.
Strategically placed boxing
things.
Gloves.
Is there pictures of Jim as well?
Of Jim?
Well, you said he was with Jim.
No, Jim Boys, isn't it? The name of the...
Just...
Name of the,
Jim Boys is Jim.
That was a big bang.
No, it's, I should get it right. It's called Trojan Fitness, is and they sponsored it too. So all the photos are taken in the gym as well. So and the money's being split between Oddballs Foundation and Swale Pride, which she also helps organise.
That's
so
great.
So, yeah. And it's all about, you know, checking yourself, because you know what guys are like. We're terrible at these kind of things, and you should. Testicular cancer, if it's caught very early, is easily treatable, but if you leave it, it can be very, very serious.
A long time ago, I can reveal, actually, a long time ago, I had a testicular cancer scare. And it was ruled out, but it was on the cards for a while, so I kind of,
I was trying
really sympathise with that, yeah.
Trying to find it, because I did interview a friend of mine called Chris who had testicular cancer.
Right.
Probably about 10 years ago.
On this show.
He very kindly came on to talk about it and how having it treated early is really good, but if you leave it, it can be very, very serious, and it can spread up your spleen and all kinds of nasties, you know. So, and he was saying it felt like a tiny little grain of rice. And half the time they couldn't even find it, so they went to the doctor, him and his husband, and said what happened, and they checked, and sure enough it turned out to be cancer, and he ended up just having his testicle removed, and basically it saved his life. You know, so do have a feel around there, and if you do feel something strange, go to the doctor, don't be embarrassed about it, or go to your local GUI clinic, you can do that too.
Just after you've had a shower as well, apparently it's easier to check.
Yes.
Because things are warmer and more relaxed.
I wondered how you disappeared.
Just giving a little bit of advice.
I went in the studio with a dog today as well. It's the first time we've ever broadcast with a dog. I'm so scared I'm going to kick it by accident because it keeps wandering over my foot. anyway, we'll be catching up with little doggy later. But let's catch up with Jordan, who you may remember last time we spoke to was competing for Mr. Gay Great Britain. I get it wrong at the beginning. I say Gay UK. It's not Mr. Gay Great Britain. So have a listen to this. I'm trying to think when it was. It was a few months ago we spoke to my next guest about the competition known as Mr. Gay UK. In my days, it used to be quite the get your kit off and show off your six-pack type of thing, and it's moved on a long way and includes all kinds of things like charity fundraising and all sorts. We caught up with the lovely Jordan Chan, who I'm very pleased to say is back to update us on what happened. A very warm welcome back to Shout Out, Jordan.
Hello, thank you for having me back.
So now, obviously, I spoke to you before. For any listeners that might not have caught that show, give us a very quick synopsis of where we were last time. So I spoke to you about Mr. Gay UK. It has moved on quite a bit, hasn't it? You were saying it includes a lot more other things than just a show off your six-pack type thing.
Mr. Gay Great Britain was the winner, gets to attend Parliament and be an advisor to the Equalities Minister to talk around LGBTQ plus issues. So I was made a finalist in the UK. So I was in the top nine of the country. And to win the title, there was multiple different rounds, which included charity fundraising, an LGBTQ plus history exam, free catwalks, an online social media vote, an on-the-day vote, and then Mr. Congeniality, where the finalists got to vote for who they wanted to win. So quite in-depth.
Moved on so far. I remember, you know, the heats in the local clubs where it literally was walk on, you got to ask a couple of questions and answer a few things, but it was all about taking your top off and who had the nicest body type thing. So it is really cool to hear it's kind of moved on and progressed from that and become something far more serious. But it also sounds really full on, like you said. How have you found it?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I loved the experience. I do a lot of charity work outside of the competition, and I help run my local pride. So I entered because I really liked the prize to go to Parliament and make a difference on a national scale, which is why I entered. But the whole process for charity fundraising, campaigning, was around 6 months total. I managed to raise just under £5,500 for the chosen charities. And I also won the social media round, which I got over 4,500 votes across all the platforms, which I believe is a record. So the people of Kent and listeners around the UK really got behind me and supported me, donated, voted. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody that did donate and vote for me.
So can we reveal where did you place?
Yeah, so I came third place, which really happy about. So obviously there was nine of us in the final, so lucky to place the top three.
I think that deserves a big congratulations. Well done, mate. That's absolutely brilliant. So and you managed to raise loads of money for charity. Does that include the local pride that you're helping to look after there?
No, so the chosen charities were chosen by Mr. Gay Great Britain, and the charities were Pride Action North and the Charlie and Carter Foundation. So all the money raised, I just split 50-50 towards their chosen charities. And then since the final, I've been back raising money for my local Pride.
Oh, amazing. So I'm going to ask the age-old question. You placed third. That means there is a potential to come second or first. Would you do it again?
Although I enjoyed the experience, I probably wouldn't enter again. And the reason for that is I wouldn't want to lose a third place position and come lower. But also I've got a lot of plans and opportunities for next year, so I wouldn't be able to give the 6 month commitment that I gave this year to really give it my all again.
So what about, because there must be people listening who think, well, you know, that sounds like good, I'd enjoy doing that too, and I could go in for it. What advice would you give to anyone listening who's thinking about following in your footsteps?
I would just say prepared for it to be for it to take over your life, because it does. You have to give it 110%. If you don't have the bandwidth to do that, then save it for a year where you can, because it is very full on. It's a great experience. But yeah, it's just fine making sure that you've got the time and that you can really commit to the competition to do yourself, you know, the justice as well, and the charities, the competition. You really got to give it 110%. So just make sure you clear your diary for 6 months.
And if correct me if I'm wrong, you've got a good network of friends and a boyfriend behind you who I'm assuming supported you through it too, did they?
I had a couple of friends that was really supportive. One of my friends travelled, so I'm from Kent, so he travelled all the way up to Northumberland where the competition was to come and support me.
Oh, bless.
And one of my other friends came from Manchester, so that was brilliant. But I don't have a boyfriend, I'm very
single. Oh, don't you?
Single.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well, there you go, listeners. You know, a third, he came third. So, but no, I mean, it is what my point was. During the 6 months you do it, it can be, you were saying it could be quite full on, you know, but it's good to have the support of friends and family around you.
Oh, 100%,
to help you through it, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, definitely lean on friends, family, and the other contestants. You're all going through the same process, so, you know, nobody knows what you're going through better than the other contestants. Yeah. So I made some really special friendships with some of the finalists, and so shout out to Tom and Andy if you're listening, but without them too, my experience would have been completely different, and I'm just really grateful that we just looked after each other through the process. Everyone was lovely, but them two particularly I became very close with.
But for you personally, was it worth it? Did you find it a rewarding experience?
I found it rewarding because I challenged myself. So I'd done things that I never done before, like public speaking. So I attended a lot of, well, most of the Kent Prides. I think I attended 9 out of 12. And I was in their like parades, got on the stage and addressed the audience, told them about the competition, and just spoke about, you know, being proud, what pride is about, and just being, always be authentically you. And that was my message, really, to try and help anybody that was struggling with sexuality or their identity, just to, you know, be safe foremost, be proud and be you. And that was the message that I gave at every pride, which I really enjoyed doing.
Cool. So what's next then? You said you've got a busy schedule coming up.
Yes.
Is it more fundraising, or are you deep into helping with Pride? What's coming up next?
Bit of everything, really. So I've got some fundraisers booked in for my local Pride to raise money for them. What I've just launched, though, is my charity calendar. I'm in the calendar with some other local guys, regular guys from my gym. And we're raising money for an awareness for testicular cancer via the Oddballs Foundation charity.
Oh.
And a portion of that money raised will also be donated to my local pride. So we've got our calendar launch party next Wednesday. So we've got like press come in, lots of locals, and we're all going to be present to sign the calendars. And the calendars and the merch that come with it gives advice on how to check yourself for testicular cancer as well. So
I'm not sure when this is going out, so just for listeners, that's the 2nd of October that's coming out,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, 2nd of October. You can purchase a calendar by visiting my Instagram. It's in my bio, or by visiting the Swale Pride Instagram page as well. The link will be in the bio there to purchase a calendar online.
Amazing. Cool. I bet that was fun making as well, was it?
Yeah, it was. You know, there was me and another guy. We identify as gay, but all the other guys are straight. But they were really happy to get involved. They really enjoyed the experience. And we just had a laugh. It was really relaxed, really fun to do. And it was just, it's just a lot of normal, regular guys that just want to make a difference and hopefully spreading awareness on how to check yourself. We can save it. Somebody's life,
because we are terrible at doing that, checking yeah. ourselves. It's something we've covered yeah. on the show before, is testicular cancer, and it can be tiny. It can be the size of like a grain of rice, and that's the kind of thing that you're looking for. Anything that feels abnormal, you know, go don't be embarrassed. Go see your GP. It's better to catch it early than leave it and things can get a lot worse. So good on you for doing that. That's a really good one.
I mean, we just wanted to do a calendar as well because it just gets people talking about testicular cancer, how to check yourself. One of the guys that features in the calendar is also a testicular cancer survivor themselves. So really happy that he's got him on board. And the calendar also has facts around testicular cancer.
Cool. Well, we'll have to make sure we put some links up to it along with the show this goes out on. So
thank you.
Perhaps we can hopefully help you sell a few more for such a
That'd
good
be
cause.
Amazing. Thank you.
So that's done and out. So what's next after that then?
So just so I focus a lot, or prior to the competition, I done a lot of underwear modelling for different LGBT brands around the world. Been fortunate enough to be in quite a few magazines as well, so I'm just picking the mantle up back with that. Now I've not fundraising as much and as full on for the competition, so I'm just going back to that and enjoying working with new people and meeting new people and working with new brands.
Is that a bit odd if you get a friend who picks up a magazine and you're there like half naked wearing a pair of boxer shorts or something? Have you had that happen? Have you had a friend look at it and go, "Oh, Jordan, that's you"?
Yeah, well, they're mainly online magazines. But they see it on my Instagram or my social pages. It's not really.
It's just me. Cool. Well, listen, I'm so pleased you placed. Well done. Congratulations. Because, I mean, I'm sure hundreds of people entered. So to get into the final itself is always quite a kudos. We say it with our own awards. You know, a lot of people get a bit upset if they don't win the top award. But to get in is brilliant in the first place, and then to come third is absolutely amazing, if you ask me, especially given the amount you have to do to impress them with all the fundraising and all of that. So do you think you'll go talk to the government yourself, or are you...
Well, I'm working, so it's not just my local pride in Kent that I'm working with. I'm working with all the Kent prides that supported me this year. So I'm doing different fundraisers for them and working closely with them all into next year as well. So there will be opportunities for us to make a difference in Kent and hopefully wider than that. So, yeah, watch this space.
Cool. Well, listen, best of luck with it. You know, it sounds like you're doing some fantastic work. We will get the link to the calendar up as well. I'll have to get some press photos off you. We can bung up so people can have a preview. But go buy one. For now, though, thank you so much for joining us, Jordan.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bit of the old Bublé there. It's Don't Blame It On Me. You a Bublé fan?
I quite like a bit of Bublé.
You said he normally only comes out at a certain time of year.
Yep.
So, where would that be, Terry?
I'm not old enough for Bublé yet, honestly. You've got to be...
You're still a youngster, Tara.
His Christmas album's pretty good. I'm not that old.
Tara was my carer when we used to go clubbing, where you used to help me park my Zimmer.
Yeah, yeah. And keep you awake on the way back from London.
Oh, but
at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, well, at least I didn't drink so I could drive.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it'll come around quick, you know.
Christmas, what, the C that word? Is,
yeah.
The C word, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's already out in the shops, isn't it? I was in the range yesterday, day before. They've got all of their lot out. It's,
yeah, Halloween's gone already.
Halloween's already being discounted. Yeah, yeah, all the Halloween stuff's already on discount, which is mad.
My daughter was spending like it's new out of fashion with this Halloween stuff.
So, anyway, should we get some news headlines?
Yes, why not? Shout out news, welcome along. Police in Bristol have appealed for witnesses to a homophobic attack carried out on two quietly walking gay men by three thugs on bicycles on Sunday the 11th of August. In a report carried by BBC Radio Bristol and BBC One's Points West programme, police said that the offenders made homophobic comments before punching one of the men and attacking him with a knife, which left him with a cut to the chest. A spokesman for Avon and Somerset Police said, "We believe that the three men that we captured pictures of may have information which could aid our inquiries. The first male is described as slim in his late teens to early 20s, wearing an all-black tracksuit with white motif on the right arm. The second man is also slim with light-coloured hair and wearing a black top and bottoms with white trainers. And the third is of a large build with light-coloured hair and also wearing black clothing. Police have asked the public to contact them with any information about the men that they published a picture of on their website. You can also view the pictures on both the BBC News website and that of the Avon and Somerset Constabulary."
Is there really no limit to the childish churlishness of this woman and her depraved followers? So quipped one internet commentator after a Pink News report that said that privileged white feminist writer Joan Rowling has defaced the Scottish census with the phrase "believer in biology." Under the religious identity section of the poll, which was last conducted in 2021, Pink News says that Miss Rowling was following the campaign advice of a fringe anti-transgender campaign group in all less than 10,000 people wrote biology on their census. It was also recently noted that in Bristol, another fixated anti-trans agitator known as Kelly J. Jean Minchell had stood as a prospective candidate during the recent parliamentary general election. In a result described as desultory by political magazine, Miss Jean Minchell polled fewer votes than the self-parodying of official Monster Raver Loony Party and other eccentric candidates, and failed to retain her deposit. The result was surmised by election analysis as evidence that the British public are disinterested in anti-transgender culture wars and a rejection of radical feminism.
Philadelphia Gay News reports that David Sheldon Fearon has recently passed on. Mr. Fearon is little known amongst LGBTQIA communities, but his influence is deeply felt in inclusive religious circles. Philadelphia Gay News says that Mr. Fearon wrote a letter back in 1959 to the committee responsible for developing the Revised Standard Version, the RSV, of the Bible. Fearon was then a 21-year-old seminary student in Canada who hoped to call attention to a mistranslation he'd discovered. The passage in question, which is from Corinthians, is a list of vices which outlines who will not inherit the kingdom of God. The list emphasises and clarifies the comment that precedes it, which underlines that the unrighteous will not be rewarded with this privilege. The recipients of Fearon's letter, 22 men who were appointed by 44 Protestant denominations to develop the RSV, Ministry had added the word homosexual to this list, a move that Fearon called a serious weakness in translation. He even attacked appendix to his letter to prove his interpretation of the Bible was scholarly and sound.
We always like to see LGBTQIA plus independent media doing well. So this week are delighted to see RCS Radio Today reports that DJ Dean Quinton from Northern Gay Radio Station Glitter Beam has entered Big Brother. The house that is Big Brother has survived yet another change of TV channel and is now being broadcast on ITV. Could the program be any gayer? Well, we all think so, and we welcome Dean into the house. Dean has been part of the Glitter Beam team for a few years, presenting a weekly show and podcast called The DQ Experience. He's also co-host with other Glitter Beam presenters and Gratian Pride. As with everybody, we didn't know why Dean was going to be absent for 6 weeks. Glitter Beam founders Eugenio Cirillo and Michael Walton Dalzell said, but Sunday evening our phones literally exploded with notifications and we are over the moon to have Dean representing the community and our radio station in the house. Glitterbeam Radio, which is available on DAB Radio in parts of the Midlands and North, promises that it will closely report on Dean's experience in the Big Brother phenomenon. Big Brother itself goes out on ITV2 every night.
Day 36 in the Big Brother house. As we stay with media, where we were alerted by long-running Birmingham-based commercial channel BRMB that as we go out on Thursday, October the 10th, it is World Mental Health Day. Excuse me. We think it's worth reminding our communities that there are steps we can all take to help ourselves and each other when we are challenged by our feelings and thoughts. Remember that the National LGBT Switchboard is available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day on 0800 019 100. The Samaritans are on 116 123, and our friends at Trans Radio UK operate a specialist line called Truck Listens on 0800 009 6640. Lots of local and specialist helplines are also available. Be sure to keep tuned to community media services for further information, and remember, you are not alone and there is no need to suffer in silence, or as Granny would tell you, a problem shared is a problem halved. Madonna has paid an emotional tribute to her younger brother, Christopher Ciccone, who was passed on to the realm of our LGBTQIA plus ancestors at the age of 63. He was a painter, poet and visionary was how Madonna described him. The singer said that she had recently reconciled with Christopher after some years of feud caused by his autobiography, which was published 15 years ago. And finally, I Love Manchester website and online magazine meets with Jonathan Harvey, the gay playwright who penned the 1996 classic coming out and coming of age story Beautiful Thing, and who has been writing for ITV's flagship soap opera Coronation Street for the last 20 years. He's also penned novels and the hit BBC Two show Gimme Gimme Gimme. His latest project is adopting the new Dolly Parton musical Here You Come Again for UK audiences. Jonathan summarises the plot as a guy called Kevin is down on his luck. He's lost job, boyfriend, and he's come home to lick his wounds in his parents' attic. He's at crisis point when Dolly steps out from one of his posters and cheers him up with her back catalogue before disappearing Mary Poppins-like once her job is done. Here You Come Again is at the Lowry Theatre, Manchester, from the 29th of October to the 2nd of November. Well, it's been a busy, once again, week through LGBTQIA plus politics and culture. We'll be here next time, once again, with more news and reports. Until then, do check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shoutout News this evening, I've been Terry Starr and...
Lisa Loader.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Pink and Trustful. So I do like Pink a lot. She's... Oh, sorry, I haven't put you up. There we go.
Turn down. Oh, I mean, they're in.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh.
Sorry. Just turn you on.
That's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah. Step lights with a tether on.
Or turn. I think that was the off button there. That look could have killed.
Oh, and
so...
It's been too many weeks. So you can tell Steph's had a holiday as well. She's totally on form for tonight, taking the mickey out of me like you wouldn't believe tonight.
That's it. Abuse me while I'm not in front of a mic and I have to nick one from someone.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So anyway, we got some guests in the studio. First off, who's the little one running around?
Oh, this is Diddy Dog.
Aw. I think it's the first time we've ever had a dog live in the studio, isn't it? So,
hi, Jane.
Hiya.
Hiya. So you're here for the LGBT veterans, I believe?
Yeah. I've just had a recent experience that I wanted to share and try and get some information out to other LGBT veterans. Mm.
So I understand you were part of the RAF.
Yeah. I joined the RAF from Scotland back in 1981 as a very, very young person. And I trained and became a telecommunications engineer for the Air Force, and it was a great job.
And how long were you in?
Well, I was signed up for 12 years, so I ended up doing about 2.5.
Okay.
Because basically they did a vetting on me, and during that process I was asked to be honest about who I was, because that would keep me safe from being blackmailed by the Russians. Not much paranoia going on there.
Oh, yep, hello.
Didi's not too impressed with that.
Didi doesn't like the Russians either, obviously.
No. So, at the time, there was a statement that was quite often heard, are you or have you ever been a practicing homosexual? And it was a question that was asked often. And, you know, first of all, I've never practiced. If I have done anything homosexual, I've done a proper job of it. It wasn't practice. But, you know, it didn't bother me at the time because I identified as straight at the time, but I was a cross-dresser as far as I was concerned.
And she's been quiet all the time.
As soon
as you've come on the radio. Once a voice, once their own mic.
She's a diva for sure. So basically, I had this interview and, you know, I was told, you know, be honest with us and you're safe. So when I was asked that question, I said, well, yeah, I'm not gay, but, you know, I've cross-dressed in the past.
Can I ask what year this is?
This would be 1984.
Right. Okay, so this is the 80s we're talking.
Yeah. And basically, I was commended for my honesty during the interview and, you know, really felt that I'd done the right thing. And then a month later, I had another interview and that one wasn't so nice. Basically, I was interviewed by a policeman, an RAF policeman, very high-ranking officer, who accused me of all sorts of things. And I found out they'd been following me around, they'd been in nightclubs, they took pictures of me. It was, you know, really quite...
Cloak and dagger.
Yeah. And basically, I broke down during the interview and admitted to that I had cross-dressed again.
How old were you at the time?
I was 19. 19 years old.
Gosh.
I think my RAF career after that lasted about 2 weeks. And basically, I was offered another job. It was a really good job. Telecommunications was a great job in the Air Force. And then they were just, no, you can't do this anymore. So go and be a storeman. We'll reduce you 3 ranks and you'll be on much lower pay. Oh, and by the way, we really don't want you here. Why don't you just go away? And I did.
Well, that's been quite heartbreaking.
It was...
Had you had your heart set on being in the RAF at that point?
Yeah, all my life.
12 years.
Yeah, I was signed up for 12 years. Yeah. You know, and
but
it was,
this was in the early days. I mean, it sounds like it was what you wanted to do for your life.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a family tradition. My dad was in the Air Force. My brother was in the Air Force. You know, basically to suddenly not be in the Air Force, and we're talking about 1984, just at the height of Thatcher and her complete paranoia. So it wasn't easy to get jobs. You know, when you apply for a job as a 19-year-old, fully qualified RAF technician, I was asked, you know, why aren't you in the Air Force anymore? And I was just shame. My family, I couldn't go back home to Scotland. My family were just ashamed of me.
Mm.
And there was a lot of shame involved with it, and it was just... And that sat in me for 30 years, until about 10 years ago. I saw a therapist, got some good therapy, I've come out.
have a great life. And but about this time last year, I was told about the government apologised to all LGBT veterans about the behaviour that they'd received during the 80s and 90s up until the year 2000. And there's a reparations scheme that they've done. So I applied for it. And last week, I went up to a place called RAF Cranwell.
Or go the Paris way and ban them.
Is that because you hit too many?
No, I enjoy it. I think they're a great form of
transport. Been a while since I've driven in Paris, actually. Usually hook around the left of it.
Yeah, I would as well, unless you want a dent in your car.
I don't mind that. No, I, it's good. It's like playing Dodgems around the A12. That is a challenge. I usually drive around there a few times just to check that my abilities are still okay.
Anyway, with all that hilarity, that's it for this week. Do you have a group or a topic or something LGBT related you could come talk to us about? We'd love to hear from you.
If so, get in touch. We'd love to have you on the show. Head to our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt, and get in touch.
We'll be back same time, same place next week. Don't forget, we are on the later time at 8 if you listen live. So it's past Steph's bedtime, but we drag her out for the night. So, but for me and everyone else, there's too many of you. I'm not going to say names tonight. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.